Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, and welcome to the Strang Report, coming to you today from London, England. I'm Steve Strang. I have had one of the most incredible trips of my life to the mother country this week, and I'm going to tell you about a special dedication we made to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle a couple of days ago. I've written about it in my newsletter, but I just wanted to share with our listeners how we dedicated the modern English version to the Queen. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, I'm back, coming to you from London, England. And it was quite an experience to get to go to Windsor Castle and to see all the pomp and ceremony and become familiar with all the protocol that's involved around the royal family. Here's what happened. Most of you know that I have had the privilege of publishing the Modern English Version, which is an update of the King James Version. The King James Version was dedicated by the translators to King James, who authorized that version in 1611. In the same vein, the translators of the Modern English Version felt it would be good to dedicate it with these words written in the front of every Bible. It says, "To Her Majesty Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, the translators of the Bible wish grace, mercy, and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord." There was just one small difference between King James and Queen Elizabeth. He actually authorized that version. He brought together the 47 translators and so forth. Queen Elizabeth did not know anything about it, of course. But we felt that we should present her with a copy of this new Bible and learned that you're supposed to get permission before you dedicate anything to the monarch. Of course, as Americans, we didn't know that. And the Bible was presented to Queen Elizabeth. She accepted the dedication. And we decided it would be nice to have a nice ceremony and present her with a very special edition. So we worked through the official bindery that the royal family uses here in England. Actually, it's in Oxford. They knew exactly what to do. They had the finest leathers. They knew the kind of paper you put on the inside of the cover. We got permission to use the royal crest on the cover and so forth. The edges of it actually had gold in it. The inside of the Bible was exactly the same one that you and I would read, but we made a very special edition of the Modern English Version and a very special box to keep it in. And we worked through her personal pastor, who is the Dean of Windsor, the Right Reverend David Connor. And these arrangements were set up for months ahead of time. And finally, the day came to come to England and present it at Windsor Castle. Now, we knew that we were presenting it to the Dean of Windsor on her behalf. At age 90, she's had to really cut back from the many appearances. She has literally hundreds of appearances a year, and she's really, really cut back. But we wanted to dedicate it to her officially. We did it sort of after the fact, and we wanted to present it to the Dean. So they had a very nice service in St. George's Chapel, which dates back to the 1200s. Several of the members of the monarchy over the years are actually buried in that chapel. It's a medieval style chapel with a great deal of stained glass, very high ceilings. We sat in the choir, which is up close to the altar. And the choir in the cathedrals from that time kind of face each other. So they had a very nice service. It was called Evensong on Sunday evening. There was a traditional boys' choir. There were prayers offered. There were songs sung. It was what we would call very, very high church. I've been in services like that a few times, but not very often. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Then at the end of it, the people that were in the service were excused, and there were a number of us who were there for the ceremony. There were some scriptures read from the Modern English Version and some prayers prayed. And then I presented the Bible to the Dean of Windsor on behalf of Her Majesty, and he promised me that he was going to show it to her, give it to her later. She's known to be a spiritual person, and I hope that as she reads it, it'll make the Word of God, of course, come alive to her personally. I hope that by doing this, we've been able to draw attention to the importance of the Word of God in a time when our wider culture does not put a whole lot of emphasis on Christianity or religion or reading the Bible. So a lot of what we did this week was symbolic. We could have avoided the ceremony and so forth. The dedication would have still been in the Bible. The important thing is, of course, that we get the Bible out to people, that they get the Word of God in their heart in a language that they can understand. King James Version, which is the one that I grew up with, was modern English for its day, but of course our language has changed a great deal over the years. So the modern English Version went back to the original Greek and Hebrew texts, the same ones that the King James Version translators used, and translated it word for word, as much as you can translate one language into the other, in order to make God's Word understandable in contemporary modern English. In the process of doing this, I have got to become friends with some people over here who are very, very helpful, such as the Dean's Secretary, whose name is Anna Leone, a retired British Colonel David Waddell, was very, very helpful in making contact with the royal family. And my friend, businessman Martin Clark, was also extremely helpful all the way along. I got to know their wives. We got to know the dean's wife. It has just been wonderful getting to know these people and learning a lot about customs over here in England. I've written about this. I wrote about it in my newsletter. And I just felt that I should do a podcast to just share in my own words more or less what I already put in the newsletter. But I thought that you would enjoy sort of coming along with me for this very special occasion that we had at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle, presenting this to the Dean of Windsor on behalf of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. My heart is just very full. This has been a very enriching experience for me personally. There are a lot of other things going on this week. One of the other things we did was a high tea at the Ritz Hotel. I also wrote about it in my newsletter, but I'm going to record a special podcast. You'll want to hear that too. Hear about some of the fun things that we did and how exciting that was here in London, England. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.